How you doing, Nate? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Kuftes, Daf 109 of Masechet Bava Kama. Friends, your friends, 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 friends. Chevah, here's the deal. I'm a little bit tired, which is not good at all because there's some real stuff going on over here. I just hope I'll be able to get through it. But it's not even that late. That's the thing. It's 5:15 p.m. I don't know. I'll go put him. We got some Bava Kama to do. We got to use our brains a little bit. That's just kind of the way it goes these days. Braining. And, what can I tell you about the recent Dafs? They've been very difficult, very challenging, but awesome, right? Right. Okay. So we're going to start in Daf Kufches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Should I roll up my sleeves? Yeah, one sec. Alright, here we go. Hopefully this is going to be great. Alright. It says the Mishnah. And Daf Kufches Amud Beis. Heichon Pikdoni. Alright. Pikadon. I feel like the challenging part about these Gemaras is like, it requires a lot of setup. I think maybe I mentioned this the other day. It's just like you hear, like you see like Heichon Pikdoni. It's like, okay, so we're talking about a Shomer. So that means that we got a Shimon, we got a Reuven, we got an object. And then there's going to be some kind of a claim. Maybe there's a swear. Maybe there's admitting. And then depending on, you know, if there were witnesses that came and testified against him, so then there's Kefil. If he admits it on his own, so then there's Kain V'chomesh V'ashom. There's like so many possibilities. So you like always got to think like, okay, what's the case? But anyways. Heichon Pikdoni. Okay, so Shimon comes to Reuven. He says, all right, Reuven, where's my cow? Amlo Avad. Reuven says, your cow. It got lost. And he swears that it got lost. But then witnesses come and say, what are you talking about? It got lost. You ate it. Mishalom Karen. So he has to pay Karen. He wasn't turning down his ganif. He didn't say it got stolen, which would make him a ganif, which means that there's kefil. No, he said that it got lost. If witnesses come and prove him wrong, so then he's got to pay the value of the cow. But can I use cow and ox interchangeably? Are you like okay with that? Like if I just use cow and ox interchangeably, it's like what's the difference? And you just always have to remember, did I say ox? Did I say cow? Who cares? I can't imagine there's any difference. So also shachalo, find some shalom karen. So he has to pay now the principal amount. Hold on, atzma. Oh man, I have another matzah. I have another situation where like my beard is like hitting against my clothing and it's creating a whole unwanted situation here. Alright. Okay, Mishalom Karen. So hold on, atzmo. Now, if Reuven would have admitted on his own initiative, i.e. no witnesses came, he just admitted that actually he ate it. So Mishalom Karen v'chomesh v'ashom. So then he would pay the principal plus a fifth plus a korban ashom. Heichon pikdoni amalog nignav. Okay, so now this is a situation of Toyin Tanis Ganif. So Shimon says to Reuven, hey Reuven, where's my cow? And he says it got stolen. Stolen. And he bets him swears. But then witnesses come and say, what are you talking about? You stole it yourself. So he has to pay kefil. If he had admitted on his own initiative, then he would pay keren v'chomesh v'oshem. A fellow steals from his father, v'nishbalo v'meis, and he swears to his father that he didn't steal, and then he dies. Okay. And then he admits it after his father dies. Harez mishalim keren v'chomesh v'osham le'vanov. So then, wait 1 second. Yeah, so he pays Karen Vachomesh, and different Kirsosos get rid of Oshom. Okay, so he pays the Karen and the Chomesh too. Oh, probably because you're not going to pay the Oshom. Oh, that's probably why you're not going to pay the Oshom to the kids, right? So Mishalim Karen Vachomesh Livanov. So you pay the Karen plus the Chomesh too. His children, meaning if he has other children, right? A fellow steals from his father. He swears that he didn't. And then his father dies and he admits that he stole from his father. So he has to pay Karen Vachomesh. Now the father's dead, so he pays it to the estate. Now he's part of the estate, but to the other people in the estate, his brothers, or if he doesn't have any other brothers, so his father's brothers. Fine. The Vanav al Echov to his father's children, i.e. his brothers or stepbrothers, whatever it is, Le'ochiv, or it's his father's brothers, whoever the heirs are, other than him. Him Eino Rotze, now if he doesn't want to give up his portion of the inheritance on account of this, or she'ein lo, or that he or he's like poshit, you know, he can't whatever. His father left him an inheritance, and he doesn't want to give it up. So how is mishalim keren v'chomesh? Where am I? Love, so he can keep his portion, and then he can borrow other money to pay his siblings. And if he doesn't pay back the people who lent him the money, then they can then come and collect his portion of the inheritance. No, a fellow says to his son, "Konam I ato nene misheli." Right? If a fellow says to his son, "You cannot get any benefit from my stuff." In mace, well, if the father dies, so then, you know, the son is no longer, the father is dead. He's not getting benefit from his father anymore. So yurashenu. So the son can still inherit his father after his father is dead, right? His father says, "You can't get any benefit from my stuff." That applies so long as he's alive. Once he's no longer alive, so then the child can, he can inherit the father. But b'chayv of moso, if the father says, "You can't get benefit from me, not when I'm alive, but not even when I'm dead." So im meis lo yi roshenu. So then, if he dies, then the son doesn't inherit the father, because the father said, "You can't even get benefit from me when I'm dead." V'yachzor levonov u'le'echov, and he has to, or v'yitein levonov u'le'echov, so I guess he has to give his portion of the inheritance to his father's other sons, or to his father's brothers. V'im ein lo, and if he doesn't, so Rashi says, v'im ein lo mayochov, if he doesn't have anything to eat. So Rashi says, lo ve'ochel, so he could borrow money and eat, and then the people can come and collect his portion of the inheritance. So again, so if he doesn't have any, so basically, his father said that he can't get any benefit from him, not when he's alive, not when he's dead. So then, when he dies, so the son can't inherit the father, but what he can do is, he can borrow money against the inheritance, and then those people who lent the money can collect the inheritance. It can kind of like go through the back door that way, kind of. Well, yeah, that was like really technical. But now we're up to the Gemara, and the Gemara is stark. The Gemara is stark. Yeah. That there was some really, really technical stuff there about the brothers and the father's brothers and the loaning and paying back. Yeah, it's very detailed. But now we're going to get to some interesting stuff. Amar Rav Yosef says, the Gemara there, Rav Yosef says, afilu la'arniki shel tzedakah. So we had said that if a son steals from his father, and he swore that he did not steal from his father, and he swore that he did not steal from his father, and then after his father dies, he's mode. He admits that he stole, so he has to pay Karen v'chomesh v'ashem also, I think, right? But the point is, the ashem, I guess, you go to the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't pay that to his relatives. So we say that the Karen v'chomesh he pays to either, you know, to his other brothers, let's say, to his brothers, to the heirs, right? What if there are no other heirs except for him? And he's inheriting his father. So then what? What happens to the Karen v'chomesh? He bets him inherited everything. So Rav Yosef says, give it to tzedakah. Give it to tzedakah. Give it to tzedakah, right? So Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, I feel the aniki shel tzedakah, give the Karen v'chomesh to tzedakah if there are no other heirs. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, v'tzorich sheyomar zegezalavi. And says Rav Papa, that when he gives it to tzedakah, he has to earmark it. He has to say, well, I'm not quite earmark, but he has to say, I'm giving this money because I stole from my father and I'm paying it back. Amai, nimchole linafshe. Here we go. Now is where I'm going to have to start using my brain. And I'm very nervous because I'm tired. Pushing through the mushing is not an inyan in being tired. Right? I think we discussed this already. But when you're tired, you're tired. There's not much you can do. When your brain says, I've had enough, that's when you push through the mush. Okay. So am I. Why does the son have to give the Keren Vachomish to Tzedakah if there are no other heirs? Nimchalei linafshe. Let him be moichel. He inherited his father. Now there was this outstanding sort of, I don't know if it's a debt, but an outstanding chov, obligation to his father's estate, which is the Keren Vachomish. But he's inheriting his father's estates. So let him just be moichel it to himself, right? He owes the estate Keren Vachomish. Now he inherited the estate. Let him be moichel the Keren Vachomish. Why does he have to go to the tzedakah to donate it? Excuse me. Where am I? Amai nimcha lelenashe. Let him be moichel to himself. Milotnan. After all, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? And Daf Kuf Gimel. Mochel lo al hakeren velo mochel lo al hachomesh. Chevre, this is a Mishnah that we learned a few days ago, that Reuven stole from Shimon and he swore to Shimon that he did not steal from him. He then admits that he stole from Shimon, so he has to pay Keren Vachomesh. And we said he has to pay him directly, he can't pay, you know, to his son, to his Eved, anything like that. So we say though, Odartin, that Shimon can be Moichel. That Shimon can say, don't worry about the Keren Vachomesh. Shimon can be Moichel. So we see that somebody who's owed Keren Vachomesh can be Moichel the Chov. So why don't we say that now that this child inherited his father's estate, he could be moichel the Keren Vachomesh. Why does he have to go and donate it to the charity, to the tzedakah? So again, amai nimchal elinashe, let the son, that now that he's inherited his father, let him be moichel the Keren Vachomesh to himself. Milotnan, after all, did we not learn in our Mishnah, mochel lo ala keren, v'lo mochel lo ala chomesh? We talk about a scenario where Shimon was moichel to Reuven the keren, but he wasn't moichel the chomesh. He could also be moichel the chomesh, but he was, whatever. But the point is, he could be moichel. Amu bar mechilu. So we see that it's something that could be moichel. It could be waived. So let him waive it. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, lo kasha, kan Rabbi Yisya Glili, I'm sorry, ha Rabbi Yisya Glili, ha Rab Akiva. Do 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 do. Okay. These two different Mishnayos are authored by two different Tanoim. We'll explain in a second which one's which, but we have one Mishnah which says that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven, so he can be moichel to Keren Vachomesh, but our Mishnah seems to be saying that he cannot. We're saying there are two different Tanoim. One is Rabbi Yisya Aglili, the other is Rabbi Akiva. The Tanoim is within the Brisa, Ve'im ein lo'ish goyol le'hashiv ha'asham. Ho ho, bam bam bam, bam bam param bam bam. Okay, as we're going to see in a second, that this is talking about Gezel Hager. Gezel Hager, a fellow steals from a proselyte, and he swears that he did not steal from the proselyte. And he admits it. Niyasa Bekarin Vachomesh. But the proselyte dies. So, and this is our pasuk. V'im ein lo yishgoyel. If the fellow doesn't have any heirs, lehashiva ashem, to return the keren v'chomesh. B'chayesh adam b'Yisrael she'ein lo geyalim. Is there such a thing as a yid without an heir? There must be somebody, a son, epis, you know, a relative, somebody. Up to Yaakov Avinu, says Rashi. There must be somebody. Ela begezel ager, akosuv medaber. Rather, we're talking about somebody who stole from a proselyte, and the proselyte passed away, and there are no relatives, right? Because gershin is gaik kachin oladom. A proselyte who proselytizes is like a little baby who becomes a little baby. He's like he's a newborn. Harisha gozal hager v'nishba lo. If a fellow stole from a proselyte and he swore to the proselyte that he did not steal from him, and then he later admits that he stole from him. Wait, what? So he swore that he didn't steal, but then he admits that he swore falsely. Now, v'shamash ames hager, and he heard that the proselyte passed away, and there are no heirs to pay the keren v'chomesh to. V'yamayle kaspo v'ashamo liyushaloi. So he was on his way to Jerusalem, where I live in Jerusalem. And this fellow was on his way to Jerusalem. Was he going to pay me a visit? Let's assume not. And so he's on his way to Jerusalem because the pasuk says, what does it say? I'm going to read the pasuk. I haven't. V'im ein lo yishgo l'ashev ha'ashem elev ha'ashem ha'mushev l'ashem la'koyin. Milvarei la'kipur ha'mishay yichaper bo'olam. Because the halacha is that by gezel ager, if there are no heirs, so you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and you give it to the mishmar, as we're going to learn about later on, to the kohanim that are serving in the temple. So he heard that the proselyte had passed away. He was on his way to Jerusalem to pay the keren v'chomesh v'ashem. Ufaga b'oso ager. And what do you know? Who does he bump into? This ger, this proselyte. He wasn't gestorben. He wasn't dead. Vizakvo alav b'milva. I don't know what it means, vizakvo alav b'milva. It sounds so weird, but like, my understanding is it means like he made it into a loan. Why would he do that? I don't know. But he did, I guess. It's so weird. Something seems weird about it, but I don't know. What does that mean? Zakwal of Milva. Maybe, am I missing something? I don't know. But the proselyte then changed the Karen Vachomish into a loan. So Kilo, it's like he just has to repay a loan. So it's not like the guy now owes the proselyte Karen Vachomish. He owes him, he has to pay back this loan to him. Okay. Umes, and then the proselyte passes away. So now Be'etzem, this guy has to repay a loan to the proselyte. The proselyte is gestorben. He died. He doesn't have any relatives. Now the property of a proselyte becomes hefker. Becomes hefker, right? The property of a proselyte who passes away, he has no heirs, becomes hefker. Kol hakodem zocha. Whoever gets it first, gets it. So now this guy owed, had to repay a loan to the proselyte. The proselyte passed away. So the chov, whoever gets it. He has it. He has the money, so he keeps it. So v'meis, zocha halo, b'mashe b'yodu divir b'yesi aglili. There you go. So b'yesi aglili says that this guy can basically keep the money now, because he has the money and he basically waives the obligation. He inherited the obligation right the chov from Hefker, and he just waives it now. He waives it to himself. He waives the obligation that he has to himself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, Ein lo takone ad sheyotzi gzelo mitachas yodo. Rabbi Akiva says, no such thing. He cannot be moichel this chov. I guess since the proselyte is dead, so he needs to, I imagine he probably has to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. It must be repaid. He cannot be moichel it. So now says the Gemara, L'Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Lo shno lenafshe lo shno la'acherim motzi mochil. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, there's no difference if he's being moichel to himself. There's no difference if he's being moichel to somebody else. I.e., the previous Mishnah that we had, which says that if Reuven stole from Shimon, then he swore that he didn't, and then he admits it, so then Shimon can be moichel. So that's Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, right? Shimon can be moichel to Reuven. And guess what? He can also be moichel to himself, right? As we just saw by the situation of the proselyte, that he died, and then this guy inherited the loan, and he's moichel to himself. So you can be moichel these chovis, whether it's being moichel to somebody else, whether it's being moichel to yourself. Well, Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, lo shno la'acherim, v'lo shno l'nafshei, lo motzi mochil. And Rabbi Akiva, regardless of if it's to somebody else or regardless of if it's to oneself, you cannot be moichel. And therefore, our Mishnah over here, which says that this son who stole from his father, and there are no other heirs, and he admitted that he stole from his, well, he swore that he didn't steal, then he admitted that he did steal, so the Keren V'chomish needs to be paid to Tztoke, because he cannot be moichel to himself. And the previous Mishnah that says that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven, that would not be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would say that just like he cannot be moichel to himself, he oichet cannot be moichel to somebody else. Okay? So there you go. The previous Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili hu adin ta'afidu lo zokvoi b'milveh. Now, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, right, we had said that this guy had stolen from the proselyte. He then admitted it. He was on his way to Yerushalayim. He bumped into the proselyte. The proselyte then made it from Keren V'chomish. He said, you know what, it's like a loan. So according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, he didn't actually have to like actually say, oh, the Keren V'chomish is now like a loan. No, even, just automatically, it would basically be turned into a loan, okay? By the Katani Zokvo, all of the Milvan, the reason why he says he made it into loan is Ladiach HaKocho to Rabbi Akiva, is to tell you the sort of extreme position of Rabbi Akiva, the Afilu Zokvo and all of the Milvan, that even if he explicitly made it into a loan, still, Ein lo takona at Shiotzi Gzela mitachas yodo, still, he would have to, bring the Keren V'chomesh, by the case of the proselyte, to Yerushalayim. Okay, fine. Wow, this is a very demanding daf. I mean, if you look at the daf from the outside, it's not a very big daf. But man, we have to go methodically. One word at a time, one line at a time. Slow. Very, very slow. Very slow. But of course, very geschmack. That's bava kama. Very slow, very thorough, very geschmack. Maskif lo Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis asks Akasha, a beautiful Givaldiga Akasha. A Givaldiga Kasha. A Givaldiga Kasha. A Givaldiga Kasha. Ihochi, the Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Lashmo Inon, Lenafshe, Vecholshikain, Lacherim, Rabbi Akiva, Lashminon, Lacherim, Delo Motzi Mochil, Vecholshikain, Lenafshe, Delo Motzi Mochil. Wow, what a kasha. What a gorgeous 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 kasha. Chevre, who can explain this kasha to me? Who can explain this kasha to me? Who could explain this kasha to me? Chevre, it's a gewaldige kasha. We said that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion is that a person can be moichel. A person can waive the Karen Vachomesh, whether that's to himself, whether it's to somebody else. Rabbi Akiva says he cannot be moichel, whether it's to himself, whether it's to somebody else. So, how do I explain this? So, how about this? The bigger chiddush, so listen, well, so what would be the bigger chiddush for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and what would be the bigger chiddush for Rabbi Akiva? Let's start with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you can be moichel. What's the bigger chiddush? That you can be moichel to somebody else, right? That if that if somebody stole money from me, that I could say, hey, don't worry about it. That I could do a favor for somebody else. Is that a bigger chiddush? Or that I can even be moichel to myself. That even if I'm the one who's going to benefit from the mechila, I could still be moichel. Oh, that's a much bigger chiddush. That's a big bigger chiddush. That I could be moichel to myself. So for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the bigger chiddush is that I could be moichel to myself. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that I cannot be moichel, what's the bigger chiddush? That I can't be moichel to myself? It's not such a big chiddush. Seems, you know, kind of makes sense. I can't be moichel to myself. I'm the beneficiary here. It's a bigger chiddush to say, not only can I not be moichel to myself, I can't even out of the goodness of my heart be moichel to somebody else. To say, Reuven, don't worry about it. So the bigger chiddush for Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that I can even be moichel to myself, and the bigger chiddush for Rabbi Akiva is that I cannot be moichel even to other people. And yet, that is not what's going on in our Mishnahs, right? We said that the first Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, meaning the Mishnah that says that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That I could be moichel to somebody else. And this, our current Mishnah, which says that I cannot, right, that the son cannot be moichel to himself, he has to send it to tzedakah, is Rabbi Akiva. So we have each of them giving kind of the more, the less interesting situation, right? The Mishnah, right, that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The more interesting thing would be to tell me that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says I can even be moichel to myself. And we're saying that the Mishnah that says that the son cannot be moichel to himself from the father. But if it's Rabbi Akiva, tell me the more interesting thing, which is that he can't even be moichel to somebody else. So let's read it inside. So, Maskefler of Sheshis, asks this Kasha, Ihochi, if this is so, as we're explaining, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you can be moichel, whether to yourself, whether to somebody else. Rabbi Akiva says you cannot be moichel, whether yourself to whether to somebody else. Rabbi Yossi Aglili lashmo inon lenafshi v'chol shekein lacherim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why are we bringing the Mishnah and attributing it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili to say that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven? Say good, say better. Say that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying that he can even be moichel to himself, and then certainly he can be moichel to somebody else. The Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, says you cannot be moichel. Lashmu inan la'achirim d'loy motzi moichel. Teach me the bigger chiddush, which is that even he cannot be moichel even to somebody else to do him a favor. V'chol shekein l'nafshi, and certainly he can't be moichel to himself. D'loy motzi moichel. So something is fishy here, argues Rav Sheshis. It's fishy. We're teaching, you know, the way that we would have it, the Mishnayos are sort of giving the less interesting cases, the cases that aren't really much of a chiddush. Elo Amar Rav Sheshis, rather says Rav Sheshis of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Bam, bam, bam. Ba-da-da-da-dam. Both Mishnayos are Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That when it says that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven, that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And guess what? When it says that the son cannot be moichel to himself, That's oichet Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Ki ka'om Rabbi Yisrael Glili demotzi mochil la'acherim. Because unlike we initially said or assumed, when Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that you can be moichel, it's only for somebody else you can be moichel. Do him a favor. Aval l'nafshe, to oneself, lo matzi mochil. You can't be moichel to yourself when you're the one who stands to gain from it. And that is why the son needs to give the Keren V'chomish to Tztoke. Elo amai zocho halo b'ma'ashe b'yodo. So if that's the case, that he can't be moichel to himself, then how come we say by the proselyte, Rabbi Yossi Glili says that this guy can be moichel to himself when the proselyte passes away, mishum dezok v'nola b'milvim. Because the proselyte made them into a loan, and I'm assuming that the point is that it's not like we had said many minutes earlier, right? We had said earlier that even if it didn't explicitly make it into a loan, it just kind of automatically becomes a loan. But I'm assuming that it means that this is how I'm assuming. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that right that we're saying that no, meaning the proselyte davka made it into a loan, and because he davka made it into a loan, so it's no longer Keren V'chomesh. There's no longer the chiyuv of Keren V'chomesh. It's simply money, a loan, and he is inheriting the loan from meaning. Meaning the proselyte passed away, he has no heirs, becomes hefker. Whoever gets it, he gets it. So therefore, so that's why that works. But by the Keren V'chomesh, when there's a chiyuv of Keren V'chomesh, it has to be paid. Can't be moichel to himself. Rovi Omar says, Rovi, Hovi ha Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so Rovi says that Take, they're both Rabbi Akiva. So if that's the case, then why does Rabbi Akiva... So what's going on over there in the first case when we say that Shimon can be moichel to Reuven? Ki omer Rabbi Akiva de lo motzi moichel lenafshe. That actually, when Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot be moichel, it's only to yourself that you can't be moichel. Aval acher motzi moichel, but you can be moichel to other people right out of the goodness of your heart. That's fine. Mechad Rabbi Yesi hagli lisav afilu lenafshe nami motzi moichel. But then Rove, does that imply that if you're saying that when Rabbi Akiva says you cannot be moichel, that's only to yourself. To other people, you can be moichel. So then Rabbi Akiva says that, so then Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that you can be moichel. So then it's even to yourself, you can be moichel. Elo gezel ager deka amr achmone nesina lekeanim eichim mishkachasla. Then when would you ever have a scenario by gezel ager that you'd have to give it to the keanim? Kilo, a fellow steals from a proselyte, he admits it, and then the proselyte passes away, and we're saying that he inherits, we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that he would just waive the Keren V'chomesh to himself. So if that's the case, then when would you ever have a situation where you'd have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash? On my Rava says, Rava Achav, my eskinon kishagozal asager v'nishbalo v'meisager v'hodel achar miso. Well, it depends when he admitted. If he admitted after the proselyte was already passed away, so at the time that the proselyte had passed away, he had still, you know, he was standing by his shvuah, and then only after the proselyte passed away, he then admitted it, and that's when there was a chiyuv then of Keren V'chomesh V'ashom. Well then, the be'idna de odi Kano Hashem v'nosna l'kuyanim, that at the time that he admitted that he was lying and the proselyte was already gone, he already passed away, so then Hashem inherits the Keren V'chomesh V'ashem payment, and Hashem gives that to the Kohanim to collect, and that is in that case when he admits it after the proselyte has already passed away, he would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kohanim. Fine. Okay, wow. Wait, could we just like chill out for a second? Wow. Ooh, wow. As I pointed out earlier, that was not a very large daf. But you really had to move slowly over there. You really had to move slowly over there. Okay, so now this next little bit kind of moves quick, and then I think maybe it slows down a little bit again. Okay. Boy, Ravine, says Ravine. Gozal agioris mahu. What if a fellow steals from a proselyta? A proselyte, a giyoris. So by Ravina, gozla giyoris mau. What if a fellow stole from a giyoris? Ish omrachmano velo isha. So do we say it says in the pasuk ish? Right, it says v'mein lo ish goyel. So these halachas apply only to a fellow, but not to a fella. So ish omrachmano velo isha odilma. Orche dekra who, or maybe when it says ish, it's just saying ish, but it applies to everybody. Omer le Rav Aharon le Ravina, says Rav Aharon to Ravina. Who's Rav Aharon? Chvaisnisht. Omer le Rav Aharon le Ravina, so Rav Aharon says to Ravina, Toshma, come here, the time that we learn in the Bible, say, ain't li, ain't, well, ish, ain't li, ala, ish, all I know is about a fellow, ish, manan, how do I know even a fellow? Kishehu, Omer, when it says Amushav, Hari Kan Shnai, when it says Amushav, it's two. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Hari kanchnan trei ashovis ksiv lahoshiv amushov lishnachmina trei ashomis ksiv lahoshiv aoshim aoshim amushov." Beetzem, there, in that pasuk, it says basically ashova twice. Alternatively, it says oshim twice. So we learn something about the twice that applies to both men and women. Imkei matam lomer ish. Then why does it say ish if it applies to men and women equally? Ish atu tzorich lachzor acharov im yesh le ge'alim im lav ko'in I atu tzorich lachzor oril achrov biyadua she'ein loy ge'alim. Well, the difference is that an adult, so you have to check to see if he has relatives and pay them. But if you had stolen from a minor, so then you can assume that he doesn't have any children. And therefore, I guess if he's a proselyte, so you know, and the only potential relatives would be children. And if he's a minor, doesn't have children. So, all right, fine. Okay, let's go weiter. So now, okay, we get into like Kohanim stuff a little bit. Nothing too complicated, I don't think. I think I've been doing great with the tiredness. Like I haven't missed a beat. I think I am starting to get a little tired, but. I don't think that there's, it shouldn't take much longer, I don't think. I think we're talking 5-10 minutes, I think. Let's see. Let's see if we're talking 5, oh wow. Let's see if we're talking 5-10 minutes. Tanur Abonur. The rabbi said, Lashem, Lakoyin, okay, so by the Gezel Ager, the Keren V'Chomesh goes to Hashem, Lakoyin, Kano Hashem, V'Nosno Lakoyin, so the Eibishter is Koine, the Keren V'Chomesh, and then he gives it to the Koyin, meaning he awards it to the Kohanim, so Gezel Ager goes to the Kohen. Sheba also Mishmar to the Kohen in that Mishmar, right? Of course, there are 24 Mishmaris. I think we learned about it in Masechta Tunis, Masechta Tainis. So anyways, each week, there was a different sort of like shift of Kohanim that would serve in the temple. So if there's Gezel Ager, that needs to be paid. So you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you pay the Karen V'Chomesh and the Oshom to whichever Mishmar is serving in the temple that week. Ata Omer, La Koyin, Sheba Oso, Mishmar, Oenu Elo, Lucho Koyin Shehir. It said, wait, how do we know that it means you bring it to Yerushalayim and give it to the Kohanim in that particular Mishmar? Maybe, if I understand correctly, maybe I can give the Karen V'Chomesh to anybody. My friend's a neighbor. A good friend of mine is a neighbor. Maybe I'll give him the Keren V'Chomesh. How do we know it's Dafka? We're talking about you go to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Mishmar who's serving that week. K'shu Omer, Milvad Ela Kippurim Asher Yechaper Bo Olav. Well, that same Pasuk mentions also the Korban Oshom that you have to bring when you admit it. So Arei, Lakoyin Shebaisi Mishmar Kosev Adabes. So obviously when we're talking about Korbanis, we're going to be talking about the Koyin whose shift it is in the temple that week. And therefore, just like you give the ashram to that shift, So oichet, you would pay the keren v'chomesh to that shift. Tanu rabbanon. Rabbi Shai, a goizel coin. Oh, wah, 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 wah. So what if the thief, the goizel agar, the thief who stole from the proselyte, was a coin? Huh. Minayin shele yoimar hoil v'yotze l'kehanim v'areyu tachas yodi yehei sheli. Oh my gosh. I feel like I have to, there's like so many different scenarios here that like, are we talking about this? Are we talking about that? So hopefully I remember what's this and what's that. But anyways, if I am remembering correctly, you have a kohen who stole from a ger, and then the ger passed away, and okay, he admits it, and now he's to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He'll say, wait, why don't I just wait until it's my shift in the Beis HaMikdash? And then that's when I'll admit it, you know, I'll admit it during my shift, so that it'll fall out to be my mishma. So again, to Toshma Arish, are you goizel coin? If the thief was himself a coin, and he has to pay Karen v'chomesh v'oshom, minayin shelo yomar, how do we know that he should not say, hoyol v'yotze l'kehanim? Well, since the Karen v'chomesh v'oshom is going to go to the kehanim, v'arei utachas yodi, and it's currently in my possession, because I'm the thief, I'm the one who needs to pay, it's currently in my possession, yehei shali, I'll just wait until my mishmar, and then I'll just keep it for myself. Vidinu, and it's logical because ibishal acherim hu zoche. So now bishal acherim, yeah, exactly. Well, if just any Tom, Dick, and Harry would come to bring gezel ager, so he would inherently have a right to a portion of it because it would be divided, right? The whether it's Tom, whether it's Dick, whether it's Harry, he would give the Karen v'chomesh v'ashram to the Mishmar, and then the Mishmar would divide it among themselves equally. So if somebody else were to come and bring Gezel Ager, I, the Kohen, would have a right to a portion of it. Well, Bishel Atzmo lo kol shekein, then certainly when it's his Gezel Ager, he should be able to have it all. He should be able to just keep it all. Reb Nosson, b'lashon acher, in a different way, u'ma'adover she'ein lo chelek bo, ad she'yikonez b'rshuso, k'she'yikonez l'rshuso eno yocholo tzio miyado, dover she'yesh lo chelek bo, ad she'lo yikonez b'rshuso, mishenichnas l'rshuso eno din, de'en acher yocholo tzio miyado. Wow. One second. Okay. Wait, what? Right. Okay. Exactly. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Ah, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. Okay, yeah, I think, as I said, there's like all these like different scenarios, but I think I got this right. Okay, so where am I? Okay, so now Reb Nosson, right? Okay, so Reb Nosson or Reb Loshon Achas. Reb Nosson says there's shtickle different. U'ma'adavar she'ein lo chelek bo. So what's this davar she'ein lo chelek bo? Well, a coin, just a random coin. Forget about Gezel Ager for a second. A coin. You have a coin. Moshe the coin. Very nice. So he decides he's going to bring a korban. Very nice. Very nice. He decides, hey, I'm going to bring a korban to the Eibishter. Very honorable thing to do. Now, because he's a kohen, so he could just walk into the Beis HaMikdash and offer it. Doesn't matter if it's his mishmar or not. Meaning, in order to partake in like other people's korbanos, okay, so that's, you'd have to be part of the mishmar. But because he's a kohen, even if it's not his mishmar, if he wants to bring a korban, let him come to the Beis HaMikdash, offer the korban, no problem. And it would be for him. The mishmar, the shift, right, that week's shift, would not partake. It's entirely his. He's a kohen. Any kohen can just walk into the Beis HaMikdash, offer a korban, and leave. And take it, you know, take whatever is shaykh to him, he could just take. So, madavar she'ein lo chelek bo. So, the korban of a kohen that the mishmar would have no right to, the kohen can keep it for himself. So, madavar she'ein lo chelek bo, ad she'ikon is birshuso, unless the Kohen decides, you know what, you can have it. If the Kohen wants, he can give it to somebody in the Mishmar. And then, if I'm not mistaken, so if wait, let me just make sure I got the, so many details here. One second. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So if this Kohen, who's not in the Mishmar, and he's offering the Korban, would then give it, if I'm not mistaken, to one of the Kohanim in the Mishmar, that Kohen can keep it for himself. So davar sheyesh lo chelek bo, so something that he already has a chelek in, and that I think, so Rashi says, shkiv shebo yisov evi gezel ager, le Mishmar zeh afal pishu nosom le'echem yechav yesh lo chelek bo. So when it comes to gezel ager, that gezel ager is something that, you know, if somebody were to come and offer gezel ager, even if he gave it to one particular Kohen in the Mishmar, all of the Mishmar would have a right to it. They would divide it up equally. So Achelo Yikon is Bishusu, Mishenichnas Lishusu Enudin, She'e De'ein, Acher, Yochel Otsimiyodo, certainly nobody would be able to take it from him. Meaning, if when it comes to a random Kohen who comes into the Beis HaMikdash to offer a Korban, that the Mishmar has no right to that, he can keep it for himself. But if he gives it to somebody in the Mishmar, that person can keep it for himself. So then, certainly then, when it comes to Gezel Ager, which is something that even if the person offering the Karen V'chomish V'ashim gives it to just one Kohen in the Mishmar, nonetheless, all of the Mishmar divides it up equally and has a right to it. So then, certainly, his own Gezel Ager being something that he would already have a right in, unlike a Kohen who's bringing a Korban, where none of the Mishmar has a right to. Here we're talking about Gezel Ager, which already the Mishmar has an inherent right to. Now this is his Gezel Ager, he should be able to keep it for himself. I hope that made sense. So, Lo'im Omar B'davar She'ein Lo Chelek Bo, but we say no, it doesn't necessarily work like that, because when it comes to that random coin bringing a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash and giving it to a particular Kohen in the Mishmar, it's already something that from the outset the Mishmar does not have access to. Only the Kohen who's offering it, this random Kohen who's offering it, has access to it. If then he decides that he wants to give it to one particular Kohen, so that particular Kohen can keep it, because it's not something that inherently the Mishmar has a right to. So again, Lo'im Amar B'davar She'ein Lo Chelek Bo, when it comes to something that Be'etzem, the Mishmar does not have any right to, Shekeshem She'ein Lo Chelek Bo, Kach Ein La'achem Chelek Bo, that just like the person who ends up receiving this animal from the random Kohen, just like he initially had no right to it, so also the rest of the Mishmar had no right to it. And when the random Kohen that says, here, you can have it, so you can keep it for himself, Tomar Begezel, Shekeshem She'eish Lo Chelek Bo, Kach Yesh La'achem Chelek Bo. But by Gezel Ager, it's something that inherently the entire Mishmar has a right to. So maybe when it's his own Gezel Ager, still he should have to divide it up with everybody else. Okay. Elegzelo yotze mitachas yodo meschalek l'chol echav akanim. Rather, they divide up, right? If one of the kanim is Gezel Ager, that he has to pay, give to the Mishmar, donate to the Mishmar, so it would be divided equally among all of the Kohanim in the Mishmar. V'oksiv, but what about the pasuk that says V'ishes Kodoshev Lo Yiyu? That a person he can keep his own kachim. A Kohen can keep his own kachim. Hachav Mayaskinon B'Kohen Tomei Einachinami. But here we're talking about a Kohen Tomei, and that is why. So then I think what we're saying is that this Kohen who's a thief is Tomei, and that's why he can't keep it for himself. He be Kohen Tomei, but if he's Tomei, so davar sheyesh lo chelek bo miislei. But then it's not something that he, right, the whole point is we've been saying that Gezel Ager is something that he has a right to. If he's Tomei, he doesn't have a right to it. El asher la Kohen miste achuza, rather we learn gzeir shava from stay achuza. The Tani is willing to buy say achuza so. The pasuk has an extra word, achuzasu matam lomar. Why does it say it? Minayin lisode hayotze lekohanim bayovel. V'gaol le'echem lekohanim minayin shlo yomar hol v'yotze lekohanim bayovel v'areyush tachas yodi tehei shali. ודינו בשל אחרים אני זוכר בשל עצמי לא כל שכן. תמלום כסתי אחרים לקוין תהיה אחוזו סו. אחוזו שלו ואין זו שלו. אוקיי? צד יוצא מתאחסיות ומסחלק לסחול חבקיין. וואו. Ah, whatever, it is what it is. Chever, this is a sugya that we've already learned before, I think, at least twice, so this isn't hard anymore. First time we saw it, so we had to go slowly. This, we've already seen it before. If a fellow is makdish his field, okay, a fellow is makdish his field to the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to redeem it, he has to pay for it, he has to redeem it from the Beis, he gives the money to the Gizbar, to the treasury. If he doesn't redeem it, so the treasury sells it. Now the shaila is, what happens at Yovel? What happens at Yovel? In the Jubilee year, everything goes back to its rightful owners. So now what happened? Who's the rightful owner? Is the rightful owner the original owner? Or is the rightful owner the treasury who sold it to the current owners, right? Meaning, you have a fellow who's Makdish's field, didn't pay for it. So now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash then sells it to somebody so that they can get cash. Now it belongs to a third person. At Yovel, the field reverts from the third person back to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's divided among the Kehanim. That is what we're talking about. So this field that is divided up among the Kohanim and the Mishmar at the beginning of Yovel, so this field that's divided up among the Kohanim, because it was a field that somebody was makdish, he didn't redeem it, so the Beis HaMikdash sold it to a third person at Yovel, then goes back to Beis HaMikdash, it's divided up by the Kohanim. V'gola echad mekohanim. But what if, you know who redeemed that field? You know who was that third person who redeemed it? Take, one of the Kohanim from the Mishmar that would be dividing it up. Minayin shele yomar, how do we know that he should not say hoyel v'yoytze l'kehanim b'yevel, that since it's going to be divided up among the Kohanim, of which I am one of them, at Yovel, v'arei tachas yodi, and currently it's in my possession, the field is in my possession, tehei sheli, let me just keep the whole thing. Rather than it having to revert to the Beis HaMikdash and divide it up among the Kohanim, I'm going to be one of those Kohanim, let me just keep it. V'dinu b'shalachem anizoche, if it was some random person's field, it would revert to the Beis HaMikdash and I would have a portion in it. B'shalatzmi, if it's already mine, lo kol shekein, let me keep the whole thing. Ta'vlom k'steyachem lo lakoy teyeh achuzoso. That we treat it like achuzoso, achuzoso shelo ve'ein zo shelo. His achuzoso. His inheritance is his, but this isn't his. Okay. Where am I? Hakeitzad yotze mitachas yodum schalekes lecholecha v'kehanim. Rather, no, it gets divided up among all the people, and the same thing would be by Gezel Ager. Even if he was in that Mishmar, it would be divided up among all of the people in the Mishmar. He would not keep it for himself. Well, Chevre, that ended up being kind of, even though it's not, if you look at it, it's not such a big daf, but Chevre, Bava Kama, you know, it's always, it's a shadow of, is it big or is it really big? But, wow. We talked about Taka, some interesting stuff about, being mochel things, the machlokas of Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, about can you be mochel? Then we saw machlokas between, Rove and, I don't remember who else it was between, Rav Sheshes, I think. Rove and Rav Sheshes about, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that you can be mochel to other people but not for yourself? Or is it Rabbi Akiva who says that you cannot be mochel for yourself, you can be mochel for other people? And then we talked about the Gezel Ager. And Kehanim. Anyways, that was daf Kuftes, I think, of Masechta Bava Kama. Hope you enjoyed. Peace out.